It is time for another classic car chat with Al. Larry Hudson is joining me on this broadcast. Our broadcasts are brought to you by JDR Seeds, and we're glad to have them aboard as a sponsor of our classic car chat once again this year. We're standing beside Larry's car. Actually, we're at the KLGZ Studios building, kind of on the back alley side of it, getting out of the wind, a little breezy today, out of the wind to visit with Larry Hudson about his beautiful classic car. Larry, welcome. Tell me what this car is. I'm going to let you tell the model and make and year and everything.
Okay, Al, it's a 1951 Commodore 6 Coupe Hudson, H-U-D-S-O-N. It's a 1951, and it weighs 3,525 pounds, and the original price new was $2,287.
So that was a fairly expensive car for that time period. That tells me it was a upper model car.
It was. It was the wasn't the top of the line, but it was awful close to the top of the line for the Hudson models.
Now, as far as this car, it is a beautiful maroon color. This vehicle has the six-cylinder engine in it. It's a Commodore 6 coupe. If it had a V8, it'd be Commodore 8 coupe.
Right, that's right. It'd be Commodore 8, and there was very few. Hudsons didn't have too many V8s. They had most of them were straight sixes.
And it's a beautiful, we had it running, and it just runs like a sewing machine. Larry started it up here before we started recording. The Hudsons were a very special car. Like I said, they were more of an upper-line car because of the price. They had some really unique features for that time period.
Yeah, for that time period, one of the things they brought out is the step down in the car. When it was the very first car that got a step down, and when you got into the car, actually about a 3-inch drop to the floor of the car. So it stepped down, it gives you more room in the car, and they brag about the back seat being wider than the car is tall. I've never sat in the back seat of this car, so I can't allege that. So that's what they say anyway. So.
And, of course, it had handling because of that step down. It has a lower profile car, which I'm sure gave it better aerodynamics, better handling.
Yes, it did. That it is kind of fun to drive. Years ago when they had the Daredevil cars, the Hudson was a very popular car because of the car was so low. It was well handled, and they could do Daredevil things with it. When I was a kid at the fairgrounds, they used to have the Daredevils come in, and they would put a show on, and a lot of them were Hudson cars. It's fun to watch.
It's a beautiful car, again, a metallic dark red, almost burgundy, but it's red. It has white wall tires on it, the big wide white wall tires that would be original to that car. And again, this one is in a two-door coupe. Larry, tell us about how you got this car, a little background on it. And first of all, I'm just going to make a guess that you wanted a Hudson because your name is Larry Hudson.
That's correct, Al. You got that right. When I was a kid, remember these cars when they were new when I was a kid, you could never quite afford those. They were all a little out of hand, and there's very few of them around. And you get older, you have a little more cash, and you say, well, that'd be kind of nice to have. So this particular car we found in Grand Rapids, Michigan. My son, and his last name is also Hudson, went out there on a Wednesday and picked it up, and I had him deliver the car rather than me drive it home. They delivered the car about a week later. Thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyable little trip to see that car and about 100 other cars in a classic setting with the old just Model A's and Jaguars. It was real fun. Anyway, that's where we found the car, and I've really done very little work to it. It's here at Challey's Repair right now. There was a short in it. My wife and I, 2 years ago, went to West Bend with the car cruise, and we got stopped in Whittemore at her sister's house and visited, and we got a little late and had to run the lights on when we come home from Whittemore to Algona, and found out that when I turned the steering wheel, the headlights would go off, which was kind of dangerous, so... That's what we're fixing today, and according to Mr. Challey, he's got it figured out already. So
I know Rex can get that one figured out for sure. So yeah, I'm sure they didn't build it with the headlights going out when you turn the steering wheel.
it's kind of scary when that happens. So and the headlights are only 6 volt. It's never been converted to 12 volt. So the headlights are like a large candle, what it amounts to, and it's kind of nice to know where you're going or where you've been, so you don't have to see something new all the time. So
yeah, that's true. The old 6-volt electric systems did not, let's just say the lights were not glowing, let's put it that way.
That's right. You could look at them without get blinded.
Now, does this have the original radio and everything in it?
It has the original radio. I think the tubes are pretty well shot, but the radio does come on, the light comes on. And what's interesting is the clock is as big around as the speedometer. And the clock, when we charge up the battery and everything and get going, the clock keeps perfect time and it clicks off. As long as the juice is in the battery is hooked up, then the clock will run and it keeps good time. So pretty good for a 70-year-old car.
It sure is, yes. Well, boy, it is a beautiful classic. Thanks so much for sharing that. 1951 Hudson Commodore 6 Coupe. You have a real gem here, Larry. It is just beautiful.
Thank you, Al. I'll give you a ride sometime.
Awesome. Okay. Very good. Again, thanks. Larry Hudson with us, showing off on our Classic Car Chat his 1951 Hudson Commodore 6 Coupe. And again, this program, our edition, has been brought to you by JDR Seeds.